This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
This is Wendy Koenen, and Wendy, obviously, more than being simply Brad's mum and grandma to Eva and Ruben and Blaze, Wendy is a Christian counsellor and mediation specialist, and you probably don't realise this, but has been more of a blessing to our church than you realise. Wendy often acts as a consultant that our staff ring quite frequently. Wendy, help me, give me some advice on this. Has been a massive, massive blessing to our church, whether you realise it or not, certainly to our staff team. So Wendy, let's get to know you a little bit better. Can you tell us a little bit about your family?
I'd love to, Matt. Hi, everyone. It's just such a pleasure to be here. And it's like, hello. It's so nice to be here. So I'm Wendy. I've been married to Jeff Koenen, my husband, for 36 years. Child brides. And from that, we have three children. We have Brad, who's our eldest. We have Grant, who's our middle boy. And we have Laura, who is our baby, except she's 28. Our baby is 28. We have... they're all married, and we have seven grandchildren. So my grandma name is Mimi. So we have Mimi and Pappy, and we just love being grandparents with our grandchildren.
That's great. Now, you are often working in a space of mediating conflict. Why are you passionate about peacemaking?
I grew up in a Christian household. My mum and dad are Christians. I grew up in the church, and I didn't hear anything about how you dealt with conflict at all. I'm on the board of Peacewise, which teaches biblical solutions to conflict. And we have some words to help describe how we respond to conflict. And one is peace breaking. You've got to do this. And the other is peace faking. Let me run and hide. And I was a peace faker extraordinaire. And I trained as a marriage counsellor, yet I didn't know how to deal with conflict in my own life. It was just like, let me help you out there. And so God, when I went and did the training, the Peacewise training, convicted me of my peace faking. And I am passionate about peacemaking because it's through peacemaking that God's been transforming my life and taking me on a deep, deep journey with Him. And I've had the privilege to come alongside other people who are experiencing conflict and to be sharing Jesus with them in the midst of their conflict and journeying with them in their transformed lives. So I'm an evangelist at heart who wants to introduce people to Jesus. And conflict is the way to do it.
Through conflict, not being in conflict.
Through conflict, yes. Can you share a story with us of how God has used conflict to bring reconciliation and healing to broken relationships?
Mm. Well, I think the first one is Jesus. Jesus died on the cross to heal our relationship with God, our broken relationship with God, and it's through Jesus that we can be connected to God. I work as a conflict coach, I work as a counsellor, I work as a mediator. And often when we think of mediators, we think about people who come to help divide the assets. But the mediations that I do are for reconciliation and reinstatement. And so I've had numerous stories of where people have been reconciled with each other. And it's always a choice. Not everybody gets reconciled. People can choose to go on a journey with God and do the hard, courageous work of being reconciled, but not everybody does. But those who do, life is transformed and life is changed, and we as people aren't the same. So the biggest story of transformation I want to talk about in the 1 minute that I have is my life. Now, I'm on a journey of being a peacemaker. I'm not there. I'm still terrified of conflict. But who I am in conflict now is really different to who I was before I learnt peacemaking skills. I used to run and hide physically, metaphorically, spiritually. I used to go to the loo and do my Sudoku rather than be present with my husband if it was too scary. And so God has been calling me to life in this area of conflict and how to be present and how not to run away. And in the midst of that, I've had to go on a God journey. So who is God in the middle of my fear? Who is God in this thing that I don't have that I want out there? Does God see? Does God care? Is God powerful? Can I trust God? And often the answer's been no. And as I've journeyed into being a peacemaker, it's taken me to explore those questions.
Now, what is one thing you would like our church to take away from today? If it's just one thing, what would you like them to take away?
So much. But I think the biggest thing is that we live in a fallen world, so conflict is everywhere. So I would imagine that everybody here is either in the midst of conflict right now, or has been in the midst of conflict in the past, or will be in conflict in the middle, in the future. So when we're in conflict, often our hearts are sick, our stomachs are churning, we don't know where to go, we feel desperate and we feel miserable. And if you were going to take away one thing from today, I would hope that you would take away that there's a paradigm shift that's possible. Because when we're in conflict, often our view is of the person that we're in conflict with. And God wants to come into the midst of that conflict, and he invites us to lift our gaze and invite him into that conflict. And my hope is that you would know that there is a God who sees every tear that you have ever cried and has answers for you right now in the midst of the conflict that you're in right now.
Good. Well, Wendy will be back up after Brad's sermon to bring some real practical application to it. So let's thank Wendy for being with us this morning.